Hi, and thanks for joining me on another episode of Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. Today I want to talk about something very near and dear to my heart, and that's candor in business. What do I mean about candor in business? I mean the fact that it has become too easy nowadays for us to simply not say the truth and not be candid with our teams, with our peers, and with people we interact with in our daily business. And that is something that I truly deeply believe is causing a lot of the issues that we see nowadays. That is because whenever we are not being really candid, we are missing out on opportunities to improve and learn. How can you tell that you're being candid enough or not? My very simple trick is, if you catch yourself speaking about someone behind their backs after talking to them, or thinking to yourself at the end of the day about something that someone did, you're likely defaulting to non-executive behavior here. Because what I mean is that an executive should have the default behavior of saying the harsh truth, even if he'd rather not to. This is how we make sure that we have a working learning organization. Now, I'm not saying that you should be this Dr. House or Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock. You shouldn't be telling everyone what you think constantly, telling them they're stupid. But as a rule of thumb, you should default to moving conversations ahead faster in accelerating growth and learning. And that only comes with candid feedback. How you can start being more candid in your day-to-day right now is actually quite simple once you set your mind to it. Working with coaching clients, this is something that I stress really, really hard because I believe that with a very basic candor, you can start getting so much feedback coming in and out of every meeting and one-on-one so that you see the whole organization growing much faster than you're used to. First of all, for example, whenever you have this one-on-one and you need to provide feedback and you want to enable growth for your people, you should make sure that you tell someone that they're not where they think they are. This disconnect is something that is quite common nowadays. I see a lot of VPs tell me, I had this person walk into my office, they're here for like 3 months, and they say, I think that I'm overperforming everything you ever thought I would be doing this fast, and I'm sure I need to be a senior now or get this new project or whatever. If they are, then great. But more often than not, they are not really where they think they are. And too often, VPs tend to not say the full harsh truth and just say stuff like, let me think about it, we'll see, yes, soon. But if you think that that person is not there, you should tell them that, because otherwise, they go out of your office and keep on thinking that they are there. And they will only get more and more frustrated, saying, they know that I'm there, why aren't they doing anything? Why am I not getting what I'm worth? And if they think that, not only do they get frustrated, they also stop trying to get any better because they think they're already outperforming what they should be doing, all right? So you should be telling them the hard truth and you should tell them what they're missing, all right? If you see someone planning out this big, I don't know, big project, big tasks, doing something, and you see that someone is missing out on a detail, you should be speaking about it, even if it's not someone that is under you in your organization, but even if it's a peer or someone from a different department, if you see something missing, you should be speaking up. Otherwise, how are you really helping? You know, the person who is aware of a mistake and says nothing, that is not an executive, and that's not a leader. A leader should be speaking up. Yes, even when it means that you might be crossing some political boundaries. You should be doing with logic and reason, but you should be doing it anyway. And most importantly is that you should tell people when they do something wrong. This is something that I cannot stress enough, and I see it so often that someone as a manager or a leader sees one of their employees do something wrong. Maybe it's a manager that did not provide proper feedback to an employee. Maybe it's someone that really blew up some estimations for a project or I don't know what. And what people default to is saying, all right, that's water under the bridge. We've moved on. There's no reason for me to actually talk to them about it directly. I think they learned, or I think there's no chance that they will learn from it or whatever. And if that's what you believe, you're actually doing the team a disservice, because your job here, I don't know if you ever thought about it. I always ask, what's your job? What do you do in the organization? And usually for leaders, what you do is to enable growth and enabling them to do stuff faster. And if you're not that catalyst of asking, what are they doing wrong, and telling them what they're missing, you're not helping them. It should be either you or someone in your organization with that responsibility. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably you. So please make sure to tell them. If they did something wrong, they should know. Otherwise, you can't expect them to learn from it, and you can't expect them to grow from it. All right, that's candid, being candid in one-on-ones and growth in general. And candor is not just for the closed door working with your employees. It's something that you should be doing entirely start to end. And that starts, for example, with your hiring. I see so many people trying to sell their company at any price to interviewees. No matter how hard the hiring situation in the industry is right now, you should not be doing that. You should be setting expectations properly. You shouldn't be promising things that can't happen. When you see someone asking stuff that you know will never happen in your organization, you should be speaking frankly and saying that. Even if that person is a very, very good engineer and you would die to get them, not being candid enough is not the right thing to do here. And if you have someone that thinks they're more of a senior and you look at them and you realize they're a medium or whatever, well done, whatever you're calling it, you want to make sure that you are clear with them about how you're ranking them before they get a proposal, and actually setting everything up for their best success. You don't want to do someone this trick where they only 2 months later realize they're a level 5, which means they're this or that. I've seen it happen, and I've seen it completely crush new employees and making them dispirited and just want to leave. Even though most of them won't leave that often, and so you're just getting the bad end of the deal on both sides. You have to be candid, you have to set expectations, and you have to let them know when they're asking for something that's reasonable, might happen eventually, or will never ever happen, right? And that candor should also, of course, be taken with you in strategy and decisions. If someone has what you think is a bad idea, it's your responsibility to speak up. What does it mean for a leader to properly lead the organization? You don't have to come up with all the ideas. You don't have to have all the ideas. No one expects you to have a better context than the entire organization together. But what you should be doing is helping in getting to decisions faster. And in order to get that, you have to speak up. Maybe you don't know that someone is doing something wrong, but if you have the inclination and if you're not sure that what they're doing is right, you should be speaking up. And that, of course, applies not just to your own organization, but again, to your peers, to the executive suite, and to your strategy, roadmaps, whatever. You should make sure that whenever you sense that something isn't completely baked, you discuss it, speak up, and make sure that nothing major is missing, all right? Even if it's not your problem, I don't believe in it's not my problem when it comes to leaders. I don't believe that when it comes to employees as well. But especially at the leadership level, you have to make sure that you maintain this thinking. Because if you do not, then this slowly trickles down to your entire organization, and you're going to slowly but surely crumble the whole ownership idea that you are probably trying to cultivate in your organization. To sum all of this up, candor means that you are always making sure to say what you're thinking when it comes to business decisions, all right? I'm not saying that you should tell someone that what they're wearing is ugly. I'm talking about business decisions. I'm talking about stuff that affect the company. And I'm talking about missing opportunities for growth and faster decision-making and faster learning. This basically is what you do as a leader, and this is what you're in charge of. And by having this candor, you're actually providing the team a multiplier of force. And if you do this right, you should make sure that being candid isn't something that's only up to you. It's also something that you expect of your direct reports. And hopefully this goes down and down the chain until you get to the whole organization. You should, hopefully, once you start being candid with your direct reports, you should be seeing them provide you with the same amount of candor, all right? That's what you want here. You want them to provide you with real feedback when you're doing something wrong, because let me assure you, you do, all right? You do something wrong daily, and you want people to speak up if they can help you save the time. Same, of course, goes to feedback about plans and roadmaps and whatever. And what you even more want is for your direct reports not just to be great at giving you feedback and being open and candid with you, but you want them in turn to be candid with their own subordinates. If they are candid with their own subordinates, what you then get is a growing organization. You're not just helping the 5, 6, 7, 10 people you're directly working with, you're helping your entire organization grow. This is some sort of a multi-level marketing scheme, but one that actually is doing good for your organization, and you should be encouraging that. And you should be making sure that candor is something that you actively speak about in your management meetings, in your team leader training, whatever. You want to make sure that people are aware of it, and you want to make sure that people know that they're being measured for actively doing it. All right? Thanks. If you have any feedback, I want you to be candid with me and just let me know. You have my email in the show notes. I really love all the feedback I'm getting for the show so far. So thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this episode about candor in business, especially if you're a leader. Lastly, please do subscribe, like, retweet, do what something with my podcast, because I really like it and I hope you do. Thank you and talk to you soon.